is WWTC Minneapolis-St. Paul. FM 107.5, K298CO, Minneapolis. Intelligent radio.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Biden expecting Iran to attack Israel sooner than later.
Responding to questions about Iran's vow to punish Israel for a deadly strike in Syria, the president referred to intelligence reports indicating a forthcoming Iranian attack. He reiterated American support for the Jewish state and warned that Iran will not succeed.
We are devoted to the defense of Israel.
When asked what his message to Iran is, the president said, "Don't." Greg Clugston, Washington.
And Iranian commandos earlier today rappelling down onto a container ship near the Strait of Hormuz. Latest report, they have been raiding the ship since early morning. Authorities in Australia say a man stabbed to death six people at a busy shopping center in Sydney before a police officer fatally shot him. This is SRN News.
This week in the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt, President Biden makes a dangerous and ill-advised statement on Israel.
What I'm calling for is for a ceasefire.
We will hear from Victor Davis Hanson.
And then what happens? Well, we know what happens. Hamas comes out of the bunkers. They say, "We defeated the Jews."
Join us for our program. Sign up for our podcast at townhallreview.com.
Tune in to the Town Hall Review Saturdays at 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. and Sundays at 5 a.m. and 11 p.m. on AM 1280 The Patriot.
Our fellow fan club members get premium content and on-demand access to their favorite local shows. Just click on podcasts at am1280thepatriot.com and you'll gain access to a deep archive of interviews, conversations on the big happenings of the week, and other hot topics and important issues. That's right, you can become a Freedom Insider fan member by clicking on the Freedom Insider fan club at am1280thepatriot.com. From the JTR Roofing Weather Center, we're seeing mostly clear skies tonight with a low around 50 degrees.
Portions of the following program may have been pre-recorded.
This is the Northern Alliance Radio Network, the longest-running conservative talk show in the Twin Cities.
It's great to be back in Minnesota today.
Political analysis of the good, the bad, and the outright crazy. Now, here's your headline act, Mitch Berg.
Welcome back, Twin Cities and world. It's the wind beneath the right wing, the shining spot of red in the sea of dismal, dingy, institutional blue, the Northern Alliance Radio Network. My name is Mitch Berg. My blog is shotinthedark.info. My blessing on this world, among many, among a bounty of spectacular blessings, is the blessing of being able to come to you on the radio every week for the last 20 years and 6 weeks, heading on 21 years right now of dominating all Twin Cities media. And we showed our dominance last Saturday night, by the way. We had our 20th anniversary party, finally, technically a 10th anniversary party as well, just 10 years late. But we had it, and we'll talk more about that later on in the hour. But for those of you who are there, thank you, thank you, thank you. For those of you who were or were not there, either way, we'll be doing it again. We had so much fun. Everyone said, you got to not do these. You got to not make these every 10 years. So, yeah, message heard. We'll be doing more. Get-togethers. Well, and we'll talk about why in a little bit, because it's kind of important. Conservatism is a lonely business. I mean, unless you're heavily involved in the party, and honestly, even being involved in politics doesn't occupy that much time unless you're a candidate or a staffer. You don't get a lot of chance to just hang out with conservatives. And that's a gap that needs to be filled. We'll talk about that later on the hour. At any rate, we face enough problems, by the way. When I say dominating all Twin Cities media, I'm talking about the good media. The story came out earlier this week of a top and National Public Radio editor, senior NPR editor Yuri Berliner, wrote a piece at Free Speech Magazine. About a huge critique of how the network has covered really broad and an intense amount of left-wing bias to the most important stories of our era. And you say, well, NPR left, shut your mouth. Well, no, of course, they've always been a little to the left, but they did, in fact, until fairly recently, in the great scheme of things, put a fair amount of effort into trying to have some balance in their coverage. Now, I'm going to say that we've seen this accelerate, and not just in NPR News. And National Public Radio has always been a little bit left of center, but it wasn't that long ago that you could find credible conservative voices, not just on the news coverage, although they would actually use their actual conservatives and movement Republicans and people who knew something about conservative sides of issues in their Rolodexes, and they would come talk to them. You heard National Public Radio covering stories, and you would hear credible Republicans and credible sources from the right side of issues actually giving a balanced bring some balance to the reporting of some key stories. And that's all gone. That's been gone since, I mean, there are those who say it started sliding around 9/11. Certainly by the time Donald Trump was elected, NPR went full bore big left. And you look at the big studies that have some of the big stories that have happened since then. The coverage of COVID, in which they were at which they were complete lackeys of the administration, essentially labeling all dissenting, not just opinion, but dissenting scientific observations and findings as disinformation. In fact, they have seized control of the disinformation story and dug their fingernails into it. I mean, they've been trying to paint themselves as the high priests of determining what actually real non-disinformation is. Also, in the early years of the Trump administration, they tied themselves to the Russian the Steele dossier hoax. They got played willingly by the Clinton campaign, by the Obama campaign, by everyone who was trying to discredit Trump, who by essentially slandering him as a Russian operative. They held on to that as the truth, and when they finally did correct it, they did it as quietly as humanly possible. On other stories, I mean, the Hunter Biden laptop story, they called it disinformation from the word go, and they have never really changed their mind on it. So when you say National Public Radio has always been left to center, it's true, but it's gone even beyond news coverage. For example, there have been programs on National Public Radio that I used to listen to just for information's sake, for the purposes of getting up to speed on things, even some entertainment. I used to like Prairie Home Companion. I didn't like Garrison Keillor especially, but I loved the program. And it's gone, of course. I mean, because Garrison Keillor was, one of the prominent victims of the Me Too movement. But there was one show that I used to listen to a lot. It was a show, it was a game show of sorts called Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. It used to be actually kind of entertaining. And they used to be entertaining both in terms of playing along with the game and being kind of funny. And they had a mixed bag of guests. There was always a guest panel guessing at these questions, and they had some counterintuitive choices for NPR. For example, P.J. O'Rourke, one of the great conservative columnists and commentators of the last 50 years, was a regular panelist on the show, as have been some other people who are identified not necessarily as raging conservatives, but people who were, in fact, conservative. And they poked, like late-night TV used to, the show poked fun at everyone, literally everyone. Until Barack Obama came along. And then all of the even-handedness went out the window, just like with late-night TV, by the way. Late-night TV has been unwatchable since Barack Obama was elected. Doesn't hurt that Craig Ferguson's gone. He was like one of the few that I could watch even then. But late-night TV has been completely unwatchable. It's basically Democrat PR. And Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, of all things, a silly little game show has been one of the big offenders. I mean, listening to the formerly funny show, formerly interesting show, has been about as interesting as listening to Stephen Colbert. For those of you who don't pay attention, I can't stand Stephen Colbert. Never have been able to stand Stephen Colbert. And he's gotten worse as he's become essentially a mouthpiece. A quote comedy, end quote, mouthpiece for the administration, he's become just unbearable. All of them have. I cannot think of a late night show other than Greg Gutfeld that is watchable in any way. And NPR's entertainment programming has gone the same way. Here's the thing. It's not just National Public Radio. Uri Berliner did the unthinkable. He ratted out the regime. at National Public Radio. He went through the process of how it is that news coverage in the newsroom at National Public Radio has gone from covering the news and covering a balanced selection of the facts to get the whole story across into intersectional bean counting, and how the newsroom has been taken over by the various intersectional factions within the newsroom. And as reduced as DEI does with everything, it reduces all relationships between intersectional factions to a matter of intersectional bean counting. And by the way, this is very similar to the story that was told by the whistleblower at the New York Times who talked about the politically charged reprisals against people who ordered Tom Cotton's op-ed piece published back during the 2020 election. This is a pattern throughout, not just elite media. I mean, you look here locally. Minnesota Public Radio, who, by the way, some of its people, I believe, contributed to a kind of occasionally interesting, sometimes well-informed, but often also fairly, hit piece done by a national public radio program on Salem Communications. Minnesota Public Radio used to be really, I used to be effusive in my respect for Minnesota Public Radio. They used to be a news organization that took great pains to bring great balance to stories. If there was a story about a gun control measure, and there were a lot of them back in 2013, when they would run pieces with Heather Martins from Protect Minnesota, a woman who, by the way, never once said a single thing about firearms or gun laws or gun crime or gun history or gun statistics or gun owners that was simultaneously original, substantial, and true, never more than two out of three, usually one. They would bring on someone from the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus or from GOCRA, the Gun Owners Civil Rights Alliance, someone to bring the other side to the story with a certain amount of heft and expertise. Heck, I even wound up on the Rolodex for a while there. I'm modestly well-informed about a number of stories, about a number of issues, and there were reporters and producers at Minnesota Public Radio who would call me, of all people, to get a conservative take on issues. In particular, the protests outside the Republican National Convention in 2007-2008. I got on NPR a bunch of times to talk about that from my perspective as someone who's something of an organizer. So juxtapose that with this last couple of years. Minnesota Public Radio has extinguished almost all conservative opinion from the air. Not conservative opinion, conservative perspective from its news program. Forget about its long-form news productions like the Carrie Miller Show and the like, which have been Democrat mouthpieces since the beginning. Minnesota Public Radio News has expunged all, not just perspective from the right, but any feedback of the sort from anyone outside the tin journalist badge-wearing crowd, people who don't wear the secret handshake, people who aren't big NPR, Minnesota Public Radio donors. Literally got an email that leaked out to me from inside Minnesota Public Radio from a news executive to a news reporter saying, yep, we don't want to talk with any of these people anymore. Just ignore them. And that's what they do. Leaving aside the fact that a number of their personnel decisions have been kind of interesting for a so-called down-the-middle news organization. I mean, you have their chief political correspondent, or the chief capital correspondent, dating the lieutenant governor, eventually marrying the lieutenant governor. Now they pulled Tom Weber off the Capitol beat. But you can't tell me that he gave fair and balanced coverage while he was dating the ultra-progressive lieutenant governor. You think there wasn't a little bit of leash yanking going on there? There's also the example of a former NPR, Minnesota Public Radio news reporter who was a fairly convivial guy, actually wrote some very nice things about me and vice versa, came to some of our mob parties back in the day, who retired and seems to have gone on a bit of a rant demanding that the conservatives drink bleach and die. Or there was, they hired a meteorologist who had been released from a local television station for, I don't know, wishing death upon all Republicans. You see, you kind of know these things by their actions. Expunging non-progressive perspectives from the news coverage and everything else, while hiring and actively promoting the perspectives of those who wish death upon the opposition, is one of those things that's kind of a tip-off. I don't know. There was a time when Minnesota Public Radio, in particular, bucked the trend that you saw at places like the Star Tribune, Channel 9, the likes of that. No more. 651-289-4488, limit to call. Join us, won't you please? Go nowhere. We'll be right back.
What is dedication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her Relief Factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800-4-RELIEF. ReliefFactor.com.
Paid for by government. Did you hear? A secret hoard of 1893 $10 gold Liberty coins has been found. These gorgeous 1893 P gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck, and less than 200 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this secret U.S. gold coin discovery a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and you can own a piece of the hoard. When you call, you are guaranteed an 1893 gold Liberty struck at the iconic Philadelphia Mint. With limited availability, you must call now. These 1893 dated gold coins are still in uncirculated condition with brilliant luster. That is 131 years of history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-800-473-3993. Call now and you'll receive a free bonus, a $50 value free with every order. Call 1-800-473-3993 now to secure your 1893 P $10 gold Liberty coins before they sell out. That's 1-800-473-3993.
More than 200 members of Congress are standing up for AM radio listeners. I'm Brandon Tatum. The AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act will keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now, or visit dependonam.com for more information. Message and data rates may apply, and you may text STOP to STOP.
You listen every day.
I never miss it.
So now it's time for you to join the conversation.
Who, me?
Like AM 1280 The Patriot on Facebook and share your thoughts with like-minded conservatives. You can also enter to win prizes, learn about upcoming events, and more.
AM 1280 The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488. Hey, don't forget, with the Patriot half-off deals program, you can save, yep, half off or more on great products and services in the Twin Cities. Right now, you can get half off on Mathnasium. Save half on a Mathnasium learning certificate, good for any student, K-12, covers assessment, registration, and 7 months of sessions. Go to mndeals.com or call 651-405-8800. That's what you're going to do. You give them a call or go to am12athepatriot.com and access the font of all blessings. 651-289-4488 is the number to call should you care to join me. And honestly, I love it when you all do. We'll get to the phones in a moment here. Anyway, how – we talked in the first hour about how the polls are going a little bit rocky for the Democrats right now, which should astound nobody. I mean –
they have been overreaching and squandering money and making life kind of miserable for working class Minnesotans. Not that you would know from watching Governor Klink's Instagram feed of him being force-fed apparently pronto pups at all hours of the day or night or whatever it is he does all the time on that stupid selfie feed. Anyway, they're trying to put lipstick on a pig right now. And one of the questions I love to ask is, how can you tell when Jen Schultz is lying? Jen Schultz, you may not have heard of her. You probably will not hear of her again after this fall. She is the endorsed DFL candidate to run for Congress against Pete Stauber in CD 8 in the northeast part of Minnesota. And you can tell she's lying when her lips are moving or her fingers are moving over a keyboard. And by the way, this is why having a media that is not completely in bed, literally and figuratively, with the DFL is important. Jen Schultz released a tweet this past week trying to justify President Potato's economic policies. Jen Schultz on Twitter. Interesting comparison of economy under Reagan and Biden. Many believe economy under Reagan was remarkable. Graphic from Real Time. Well, what it did was it showed some numbers. Some numbers in 1984 versus numbers in 2024. Inflation, 4.36% back then, 3.2% today. Unemployment, 7.5% back then, 3.9% today. Oh, sounds bad. Interest rates, over 10% back then, 5.3% today. The S&P 500, up 1.4% then, up 24.2% today. Wow. That makes the Reagan administration look really bad and President Potato look really good, doesn't it? Of course, they're cherry-picking numbers. Jen Schultz and the people from whom she borrowed the meme are cherry-picking numbers. Yeah, inflation started out really high. They sweated out a lot of bad ideas in the recession of 1982-83, and inflation went down sharply after that. Whereas the inflation numbers are holding steady at 3.2%. And by the way, Democrats are taking that as an accomplishment. It's much worse than that, by the way, in the sectors of the economy that make up the biggest part of working people's budgets, energy, food, and housing, much higher than 3.2%. By the way, inflation went down under Reagan after that and stayed down for the next, I don't know, 20-odd years? No, 40-odd years. Until President Potato decided to turn America's biggest industry into printing money. By the way, the 3.2% is optimistic and does not count working people's biggest budget items. Unemployment was indeed 7.5%, and it went down sharply. By the way, they were counting unemployment differently back then. It made the numbers look worse than they were, or alternately, the way they count them today makes them look better than they are. Either way, unemployment is going to rise in America eventually. Thankfully, it's not yet. But, oh, yeah, unemployment is no low, largely because the economy's awesome. Well, no, the job numbers that came out last week sounded good until you realize most of the job growth, almost all of it, is in government hiring and health care. Interest rates were at 10%. Oh, yes, they were indeed. And they plunged right after that. They dropped into the sevens for a house loan by the end of the decade and stayed there for another 10 years or so. And then they dropped from there. Whereas 5.3% is almost a little over double what it was 2 years ago. Oh, you want to talk about the Dow Jones, the S&P 500, rather? Yeah, it rose 1.4% in 1984 under Reagan after hitting a real rough spot from which it bounced back sharply in 1985 through, I don't know, a few years ago. 24.2% rise today. Well, yeah, bouncing back from COVID and, oh, yeah, an awful lot of inflated assets. Yeah, when you have that kind of inflation happening, your stock values tend to rise, especially when you talk about companies that are sitting on cash because they don't know what's going to happen with the economy. So, if, long story short, if Jen Schultz's lips are moving or her fingers are moving over a keyboard or she's trying to read, which means her lips are moving again, she's lying.
And the reason that these stories about the media, about companies like National Public Radio, Minnesota Public Radio, the Star Tribune, Channel 4, Channel 9, Channel 5, being essentially PR flacks for the Democratic Party is important, is because they can, the Democrats can count on nobody checking them on this, on these statements other than, well, me, Brad, Jack, King, conservatives, Alpha News, the guys from the boutique talk station, God love them, good friends of ours. They know that the truth is not going to get out except through us. And they're counting on not a whole lot of their voters listening to us. So, Jen Schultz, lying. Reagan administration, Reagan years, wonderful economy once you got past about 1983. And by the way, the 1983 recession was what recessions are supposed to be. It cleaned out all the stupid ideas and left the economy in a good state because the fundamentals are strong. Can't say that anymore. 651-289-4488. Let's go to the phones. Invergrove Heights. Dan, welcome to the Northern Alliance. You are on the air.
Hello, Mitch. Yeah, I've got a question for you about election integrity.
Okay.
Are you familiar with something called the CVR, cast vote record? It's discussed at length on the website MidwestSwampWatch.com.
I am not.
They use optical scanners in the ballot counter tabulators to scan each and every cast ballot.
Yep.
In real time, so that there's a record of each ballot cast in each ballot counter. And I'm thinking that could be a very good way to keep a check on election fraud if we can use that.
That's a big if there. It's a big if there. The Secretary of State's office sits on that stuff. I'm not as familiar with it. I know that there is a optical scanning of votes. That's how the votes are counted in Minnesota. And, getting into how that data is transmitted and stored would be very, very useful. It's one of the reasons we need to have a Republican Secretary of State to make sure that Steve Simon and his predecessors haven't been playing patty cake with the data. But we have to win elections to do that. It just doesn't, either that or come up with a whistleblower somewhere in the State Department. The fact is, I'm of a couple different minds about this. Of course, there is some corruption out there. But the bigger problem right now is that Republicans have picked some bad candidates. They've also picked some wonderful candidates. Jim Schultz and Ryan Wilson in a just world would have been on a ticket with a much better gubernatorial candidate and would have won. They could have won. They were within just absolute whisper of putting Keith Ellison and Julie Whiteclaw Blaha out of work. Didn't quite happen. And Republicans need to get better candidates. And by the way, Republicans need to quit running away in despair. I understand why Republicans leave the state, or worse, stay here, but think, nothing I do is going to make any difference. But it's starting to get me a little hot under the collar. I understand it at an individual level, but the fact that there's a lot of Republicans who said, but system's rigged against us, so why would I even bother? Well, because the problems don't solve themselves here, and they certainly don't solve themselves by staying home, much less running away. Anyway, we got a lot of work to do. If you're a Republican in Minnesota, there is a lot of work to do in this next year. This is a winnable state. This is a winnable state. One thing the media does when they're not checking up on claims made by Democrat candidates is giving free advertisements to the right businesses. Now, we've talked about this in recent weeks. There's a bar in Minneapolis. They call a bar of their own. It's a sports bar for just women's sports. I wish them nothing but the best. I've said this many, many times in the past, that they're in the free market. I wish everyone in the free market all the best. But they have been getting so much media coverage. I thought, what if this was actually advertising they had to pay for? And we're talking channel, between the number of stories and the number of newscasts, I counted well over 240 at this point, different stories, newscast mentions of at least 1 minute of this bar in Twin Cities media, and also some in the Star Tribune and Minnesota Public Radio, to the tone of $230,000 in free advertising. If I ran a non-women's sports bar, I might be a little upset about that. Anyway, Ralph Drollinger joins us as we come back. Northern Alliance, AM 12A, The Patriot. Go New Here.
It's our spring sale at Master Pool & Spa. Now is the best time to buy. You'll save up to 30 to 60%. Get quick professional delivery and 0% financing. We have spas for any backyard or budget. Huge variety of sizes and features. Choose from one of our in-stock spas or build-to-order a custom spa. We're locally owned and family-run for over 20 years. Come in today and tap into our expertise to assist you in choosing the perfect spa for your family. You won't find any of those imported knockoffs here. All our spas are built in the USA with full nationwide warranties. Build an outdoor oasis and save thousands without the expense and maintenance of a pool. Spend more quality family time together while melting the stress away. Transform your backyard in one day and save up to 60% off at our spring sale. Visit Master Pool & Spa, 394 Louisiana, St. Louis Park. Call 952-253-0665. 952-253-0665. Be sure to tell them you heard it on The Patriot.
Looking for a new way to give back to your community, learn new skills, and make a real difference? Consider volunteering with your local fire department. The majority of U.S. firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers, answering the call when their community needs them. Be part of a dedicated team of volunteers who step up and protect their community from all types of hazards. You can be the difference. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Aside from helping your community and being there for those in need, being a member of the Volunteer Fire Service provides many benefits, including an opportunity to learn new skills and join a family that will serve with you, always have your back, and train you to be the best version of yourself. Your community needs you. Will you answer the call? Learn more and find a local volunteer opportunity at makemeafirefighter.org. That's makemeafirefighter.org.
I remember when we found out we were expecting you and we were so surprised.
You were?
Yep, but then we heard your heartbeat and knew you were going to change our lives.
What happened after that?
Well, you grew and grew in my tummy. You started kicking, sucking your thumb, and even making a fist.
No wonder I was a surprise.
Hello, my name is Marianne Koharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance, or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please call 1-800-366-7773 or visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
AM 12A, The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488. Going on our 21st year of dominating all Twin Cities media, along with my colleagues, Jack Tomczak, the new guy, and Brad Carlson, the closer, coming up tomorrow from 1 to 3. Jack, by the way, coming about a half hour out here with his cast of thousands, telling you where the bodies are buried in Minnesota politics. 651-289-4488 is the number to call should you care to join me, and I sincerely hope you do. I say that a lot because it's true. And anyway, we've got a new addition to the AM 12A The Patriot lineup. Every Sunday night at 7 o'clock, Capital Ministries joins the lineup with us to talk about the broadcast. Host, along with Frank Sontag, I'm pleased to welcome Ralph Drollinger to the show. Ralph, welcome.
Hey, Mitch. Ralph Drollinger here. Good to hear your voice.
Absolutely. Likewise. So, If people don't listen to The Patriot at 7 o'clock on Sundays, introduce yourself and the show to the audience, and then let's talk.
Sure. So I teach the Bible in D.C. to the Senate members every week of Senate session, and the House members on Senate Bible studies Tuesday morning, House Bible study, House member Bible study is Thursday morning, and then I have the former White House cabinet member Bible study by Zoom another day of the week, as well as a governor's Zoom Bible study as well. And that's through Capital Ministries. We founded that about 27 years ago. We have guys like myself who are Bible teacher evangelists in 43 U.S. state capitals now, as well as we're in 64 federal capitals. And we're trying to find guys to be ministry leaders in local city and county governments across America. There being 40,000 incorporated cities and counties in America. So that's kind of our parachurch target audience, is reaching our political leaders for Christ and building them in their faith. And we find that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things pass away, new things come. They tend to vote right if they're falling in love with Christ, you know?
Yeah, one would think so. And on the other hand, it sounds like a challenge. I mean, Christ famously ministered to the prostitutes, the thieves, the worst among us, but he never encountered the United States Capitol inside K Street. I mean, you've been biting off an awful lot for this last 27 years, Ralph. I'm being flippant, of course, but there certainly has to be some challenges working that particular market, Ralph Drollinger.
Well, there is, but at the same time, you look at Jesus calling Paul in Acts 9:15, and, you know, that's the road to Damascus experience for then Saul. And Jesus sent his surrogate messenger Ananias about verse 15 after the blinding in verse 1 and says, "Go, Ananias, for he, Saul, is a chosen instrument of mine to declare my glory before the house of Israel and kings and the Gentile nations." And then you see throughout the book of Acts, Paul, on his three missionary journeys, is reaching political leaders. He's going to capital cities. And then when he hands off the baton to his replacement in Ephesus, Timothy, he says, first of all, I urge you that basically evangelistic prayers be made on behalf of kings and those who are in authority. So we think we've got a lot of biblical ammunition in a missiological sense to target with a priority our political leaders. And so that's what we've been about for, 27 years now.
So I'm assuming this has to be a nonpartisan effort, but have you noticed any changes in the how fertile the ground is for your ministries in the various capitals around the country, Ralph?
Yeah, you know, we are changing horses in America from a Christian worldview ideology to a secular humanist view. You know, we're getting off the stallion we've rode for 200 years, and we're choosing this pony called secular humanism, and that's reflected in our policies. It's reflected in the secular people that get elected to office, and they enact things that aren't tethered to scripture, and it's really the basis for the downfall of the nation. So it is a challenge, and yet all the more reason we need to have our best evangelists and Bible teachers in the midst of our political leaders who call the shots for the direction of the culture for the most part.
Absolutely. So we know the mission of Capital Ministries, obviously spread the word in capitals around the country and around the world. I mean, I was looking at their website. You guys are definitely spreading the message all over the place. What is the mission of the radio broadcast? Why should someone tune? Who should tune in and why?
Yeah. Well, I basically challenge the audience to pray for the Bible study that I'm going to be teaching that coming week in D.C. So you're listeners can partner with the ministry in terms of praying, as well as download the actual Bible study. I write 52 studies a year. They're four color, usually eight pages of exegesis, and they can pray over that relative to what's going on in D.C., as well as be personally edified themselves. And then, quite frankly, we're looking for 40,000 intentional, deliberate, biblically reliant disciple makers, one for every incorporated city and county government building in America, in order to win the lost to Christ, who are not only your leaders locally, but that tends to be the farm system for the state capital as well as D.C. They come out of local government. So we're trying, like you think a crew on a college campus or FCA reaching athletes or prison fellowship reaching prisoners. There's no kind of infrastructure, parachurch organization that's targeting political leaders with the gospel. And so we're trying to fill that void. And that's our big picture. So when you listen to the radio broadcast, you'll hear us oftentimes recruit asking, maybe you, a listener, know someone, if not yourself, who could be put through our credentialing system and given the curricula to teach Bible studies in your local state or county government building.
So let's talk about that. I'm intrigued, Ralph Drollinger, by the idea that you're trying to build this network of people in every city, state, and county office in the United States. Who are these people that you're trying to, who are these 40,000 people minimum that you're trying to reach to get out there? Who should be interested in taking that job on?
Good question. Thanks for the softball. Basically, we're looking for, first of all, 1 Timothy Titus 1 type character, the office of an overseer in Scripture. He needs to have that kind of character to be an ambassador and an emissary for Christ on the campus of our political leader. So that's kind of an irreducible minimum. Having said that, we're looking for guys that have a proclivity for evangelism or discipleship. Maybe they were a Sunday school Bible teacher before they retired from their corporate job, and now they're looking for something to do, or a retired pastor or pastors that can put this into their resume, so to speak, and go to Denny's on Thursday morning and lead 3 city council guys in a Bible study and start making disciples in City Hall. You know, you don't have to be full-time with us as a volunteer to do this. So that's kind of what we're looking for, guys that have a track record of either evangelism and or discipling Bible teaching. And if you know of anybody, or you who might be listening are that kind of person, then just go to capmin.org and we can get you into our vetting system.
Yeah, what's involved in the vetting? I mean, if someone's thinking, they might be on the fence. What does it take to qualify? You mentioned some verses. What does that translate to in terms of, for lack of a better term, resume for those who might be interested?
Well, we're looking not for novices, some guy that's looking for something to do and not sure about what he's going to do in his life. But typically we want older men who have a resume of teaching the Bible. They fit with the socioeconomic group. Paul said, become all things to all men. So we're looking for a certain breed who's got a lot of experience in this area. Maybe he's a retired political leader who's a Christian, or maybe he lost re-election, or maybe he ran for office and never did get elected, but feels a tug to reaching these guys with the gospel. So anybody in that realm is someone we'll take a close look at.
Sounds good. So, again, the broadcast is Capital Ministries. Capital Ministries Weekend with Ralph Drollinger and Frank Sontag. And that's Sunday nights at 7 o'clock on AM 1280 The Patriot. And there's a post-career opportunity or mid-career opportunity for you if you have some evangelism and interest in government here. So when you look at 27 years, I mean, you point to any particular major accomplishments, or is it more of a background thing that you've made an impact with people in capitals around the country, Ralph Drollinger? I mean, what when you look back at 27 years of doing this, what's the big achievement that you point to?
We've got really biblically solid outposts now in 43 U.S. state capitals. Gene Sapprell runs the ministry there in Minneapolis, St. Paul for us. He's a local guy. We've got myself in D.C. with 4 Bible studies per week to our nation's leaders. We're in 60 foreign federal capitals now with nationals from those respective countries leading Bible study discipleship ministries in those locales. So God's been really gracious to us and given us a lot of favor. And so we measure our successes not so much by the conversions of the people we're working with, just because we can't talk about them publicly. But that happens. And like in D.C., I've got a lot of guys that are young in Christ in my Bible study because they've got taste buds for the Word of God. We give them kind of a Ruth Chris dining experience rather than Jack in the Box. And once they get accustomed to fine dining and get taste buds for the Word of God, we find that they want to keep coming back for more. And, you know, faith comes from hearing and hearing by the Word. So we're encouraged that our numbers keep going up in all of our ministries, and we keep getting more and more full-time or part-time ministry leaders to actually do the work of the ministry amongst political leaders.
You see, now I'm both looking forward to church and hungry as all get out here. So this is, anyway, Ralph Drollinger, along with Frank Sontag, host of Capital Ministries Weekend, heard on AM 1280 The Patriot, 7 till 7:30 every Sunday night. Thank you very much for joining us here today, Ralph Drollinger. It's been a pleasure to talk. If there's anything else we need to talk about, by all means, have your people call my people. I'd love to chat.
All All right, Mitch. Well, we'll look forward to getting better acquainted, and hopefully I can be on plugging these things with you for years to come.
It'd be an absolute pleasure. I look forward to it as well. Capital Ministries Weekend, Sundays, 7 till 7:30 here on AM 12A The Patriot. Tune in. Give it a shot. Northern Alliance Radio Network, one more segment coming up, which means the fun is still just beginning. Go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Salem Surround partners with your business to deliver custom digital marketing solutions. Surround your target audience wherever they engage, search, surf, socialize, or review to keep your business top of mind. Learn more at minneapolis.salemsurround.com.
Turbulent times call for clear-headed insight. That's hard to come by these days, especially on TV. That's where we come in. The new Salem News Channel, the greatest collection of conservative minds, all in one place. Home to the people you trust. Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, and more. Refreshingly honest, always unfiltered. Streaming free on your TV 24/7. Intelligent analysis for intelligent people. Find what you're looking for at snc.tv. That's snc.tv.
We're taking you inside the Invergrove Hyundai Service Department.
Hello, I'm Jared, journeyman technician from Invergrove Hyundai, and I've been here about 10 years.
Jared, what does my vehicle need to make it through the icy cold winter?
So what I recommend for getting ready for winter, good set of snow tires, or at least a tire rotation, your better tires up front, alignment, and a good set of brakes. Oh, and a good battery.
So why do people come to Invergrove Hyundai for service?
It's a great store. People up front are very friendly and helpful, and with their mechanics that we have in the back, we do get the job done right the first time. We've all been here for multiple years, a good group of guys. Our quality work is very good.
For immediate openings for service on your Hyundai vehicle, contact Invergrove Hyundai now. Whether you need a new set of tires or routine maintenance, trust the professional service technicians at Invergrove Hyundai. Find them online at InvergroveHyundai.com.
China is attacking the U.S. patent system, stealing American innovations, and we are helping them do it.
The Chinese Communist Party intends to surpass us and to be the world leader in innovative technology.
Innovation Race, the shocking new movie from the Tea Party Patriots, exposes the truth. China will use our own technology to threaten our economic and military security.
Dominating technology means you dominate the world itself. This is a race that we cannot afford to lose because we're not going to have a country.
If China gains control over 5G technology with a flip of a switch, they could remotely turn off our phones, our cars, even our power grid.
We've lost sight of what it is to protect this nation.
We need to up our game.
In today's high-tech world, there's no prize for second place. Watch Innovation Race. Available now on demand or DVD at salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
AM 12A, The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488.
Ahead on the railroad tracks.
Northern Alliance Radio Network, final segment, headliner edition.
The railroad don't run no more. Poor, poor, pitiful me.
What a week it has been, by the way. Not just the news, but for the Narn in general. Of course, we celebrate our 20th anniversary and technically our 10th anniversary 10 years late. With us, our field correspondent from the event last Saturday night at Exchange Food and Drink in New Brighton, Jack Tomczak, who, by the way, the new guy coming up next here.
Hello.
Glad you could make it out there. That was a lot of fun.
That was a lot of fun.
I literally expected 25 to 30 people. I think I counted a grand total of 75 through the door over the course of the evening.
I knew there'd be lots of people there. Why did you think there would be fewer than what was there?
I'm a pessimistic, innately a downbeat, small-town Scandinavian who always expects doom around every corner, and I'm amazed that everyone doesn't pelt me with rocks and garbage whenever I leave the house.
I'm wired the same way.
Okay.
But I figured if Mitch Berg is going to be at this party,
yeah,
there's going to be a lot of people there.
Yeah, that's
they're not coming for me.
Because that's the party magnet. Right? Mm-hmm. Going back to high school.
You're a
yeah.
band fan.
It was a lot of fun. In fact, there was talk at the end of the session last Saturday of doing another one. And I'm thinking, it's about time. Yeah, we used to do these twice a year. Mm-hmm. Back in the glory days of the Minnesota Organization of Bloggers from 2004 to 2012, we did two a year. They were always a lot of fun. Had as many as 120 people show up one year.
Wow.
Yeah, and people from Minnesota Public Radio, people from the Star Tribune, people that you would not expect to show up at a party run by a bunch of conservatives. Mm-hmm. You had liberal bloggers, you had politicians. It was just a lot of fun. A lot of fun people show up to do everything but talk about politics. And I didn't realize how badly I missed doing those until we had that until last Saturday night when it was like, okay, we did it again and people came out and. One of the observations we made back in the day, and maybe you can comment on this, Jack, is that because you've also had a conservative talk show that threw parties around and about town and
yep.
had some amazing turnout of your own back in the day. Being a conservative is lonely.
It can be.
It can be very lonely, especially in a place like St. Paul. Yep. And just being able to get out and know that there's other people like you out there is kind of fun and weird and neat and cool.
Mm-hmm.
And
especially now when the only thing you have to do to be not a Democrat in the state
yeah.
is to just not be crazy.
That's pretty much it. Yeah.
yeah. And if you're not crazy, you're one of us.
It is. That's very true. And anyway, it was a lot of fun. By the way, Exchange Food and Drink. I've been going there for years with some work groups and it's a wonderful venue. I'm looking forward to maybe doing some more business with them someday. Fingers crossed. I'm amazed that nobody called management and said, "Hey, you know who's coming out there? You need to cancel them." Back in the old days, Terry Keegan would get calls like that when we used to throw our parties at the late lamented Keegan's. And, of course, Terry was a fire-breathing Republican and a Vietnam-era Marine, Vietnam veteran Marine, and he did not take kindly to that. He didn't care what people said. It's I'm just amazed that the world is still holding as steady as it is these days.
Could you imagine being so insecure in your political beliefs that you needed to silence your opponents or shut them down rather than have a debate, participate?
I cannot imagine it at all. I don't know that any person with any intellectual integrity can imagine mm-hmm. doing that, but I see enough of it where it's kind of what I expect these days. Frankly, there's a little part of me that's amazed that the party wasn't swatted.
Yeah.
I'm amazed we didn't walk out and see like people rappelling down from black helicopters.
You saw the piece of the NPR employee who was... talking about what it's like on the inside?
Yuri Berliner, yep.
And I heard earlier in the show you mentioned the taxpayer-funded radio in town here.
Uh-huh.
It amazes me that they don't, just for the sake of being interesting,
yes.
have differing views on their station.
They don't. Apparently, they don't want to be interesting. They want coherence.
Yeah.
And it was well, you heard what I said. I mean, they went from being fairly... aggressively balanced. I mean, mm-hmm. going out and talking with people on the Narn, for example, of all yep. time, that's digging way down the barrel to find balance, and yet they did. And it's none of that, yep. literally none of that anymore.
And that piece, what was the guy's name again?
Yuri Berliner.
Yeah, all the examples he's headed in that piece were examples of when NPR, over the last several years, has sided with the government and became their mouthpiece.
Yes.
Like, your job as the press...
Yes.
is to hold government accountable.
Yes.
At the very minimum, that's what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
And to just be 180 degrees opposite of that is
today they comfort
wrong.
The comfortable and afflict the afflicted
yeah.
these days. That's a joke we first made about Nick Coleman years ago, but it's very, very true. And in fact, that's one of the observations that I got from someone else years ago is that the conservatives are the new punk rock. And this
yeah.
is one of the things that, yeah, because one of my favorite examples, there's an English electric folk singer named Billy Bragg, who was a big radical socialist folk singer in the 80s and 90s. He was one of those people you used to hear on college radio. And a radical socialist singer who was all about questioning authority. And boy, you watch his Twitter feed right now, and he's all about canceling and shaming people who question trans ideology in any way and trying to beat them. That's like, these people have become the new intellectual brown shirts.
How does that happen? My high school history teacher, who I got a lot of my very beginning introduction to politics and
yeah.
and not trusting the government, he had
yes.
a bumper sticker that said question authority.
Yep.
That was his thing. And
yeah.
he drove Tom Hayden back in the day of the Chicago 7. Like, he was in that
yeah.
in the late 60s.
yeah.
And now I haven't talked to him in years, but now just looking at his social media, he's like, he's a big government,
oh, yeah,
do what I say or stop breathing kind of person. And it's just, I don't know how that happens to people.
I think, and this is something I'd love to talk about with someone who actually studies this sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. I study it vicariously in passing living in St. Paul, but I think it goes from a position of, when your perspective changes from feeling like you're sort of an outsider to feeling like you're close enough to the center of power and realizing that your faction retaining that power is essential to whatever it is you want to accomplish mm-hmm. and achieve. And I think that's what a lot of these people are. They used to see themselves as outsiders at a time when even Democrat politics was relatively moderate compared to today. I mean, mm-hmm. see the Minneapolis City Council of 30 years ago, yeah, where Father Dedzic would have probably passed as a moderate Republican today. He was a Union Democrat back mm-hmm. then. Walt Dedzic.
Okay.
Yeah, Carrie Dedzic's father. It's like, yeah, he would be drummed out. I mean, all of that city council mm-hmm. would be drummed out of the DFL today. They'd be fetching bottles of water for the DSA crowd. And so you've got this crowd of people who were kind of outsiders, a little left of center, considerably left of center back in the day, and now they are the center of gravity, and they want to maintain that intellectual power and, in some cases, financial gravity. That's my two cents. How about you?
I think you're right. I think that reveals the motivations of some people to be involved in politics to begin with. If it's to change the world in a good way, the way you think, the fight's never over.
That's right.
But if it is to accumulate power and pretend you're important, then once people get to a certain spot, they want to keep that spot forever.
Absolutely. Speaking of accumulating power, what's on your show today? We've got about 20 seconds.
Frank Pafko in. We're going to talk about transportation.
Awesome.
And then Dan McGrath, we're going to talk about election integrity stuff.
Awesome.
And Cruzy is going to be here as well.
Okay, but no NASCAR talk?
What's not today.
Oh, wow, weird. Okay. Great to see all of you at the party, by the way. I think Dan McGrath and NASCAR Kelly, Ben was there.
Yeah.
Cool to see him.
Narn adjacent, Ben Cruzy.
That's right. Part of the alliance of radio and podcast people that keep plugging away. Thanks a lot, Jack. Have a great show. Break a leg. We'll see you next time. Absolutely. Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280 The Patriot. Thanks for tuning in. God bless you all. God bless America.
Is your business struggling to accommodate employees with illness or injury? Are employee illnesses and injuries impacting your business? Minnesota Retain may help reduce turnover and lost productivity by providing your employees with return-to-work services to help them return to work as soon as medically possible. Learn more by visiting mnretain.com. MN Retain is fully funded under a grant award by the U.S. Department of Labor and the Social Security Administration. This message is brought to you by Minnesota Retain, this station, and the Minnesota Broadcasters Association.
It's our spring sale at Master Pool and Spa. Now is the best time to buy. You'll save up to 30 to 60%. Get quick professional delivery and 0% financing. We have spas for any backyard or budget. Huge variety of sizes and features. Choose from one of our in-stock spas or build-to-order a custom spa. We're locally owned and family-run for over 20 years. Come in today and tap into our expertise to assist you in choosing the perfect spa for your family. You won't find any of those imported knockoffs here. All our spas are built in the USA with full nationwide warranties. Build an outdoor oasis and save thousands without the expense and maintenance of a pool. Spend more quality family time together while melting the stress away. Transform your backyard in one day and save up to 60% off at our spring sale. Visit Master Pool and Spa, 394 Louisiana, St. Louis Park. Call 952-253-0665. 952-253-0665. Be sure to tell them you heard it on the Patriot.
Are you ready to tackle your next project? Look no further than Sage Equipment Rental, your trusted partner for all your equipment needs. With a wide selection of top quality equipment, sageequipmentrental.com makes every job easier. From excavators, bobcats, to boom lifts, we've got the tools to help you get the job done right. SageEquipmentRental.com is offering a $2,000 rental certificate for $1,000. Don't wait. Finish that project. Go to mndeals.com to claim the station's offer today.
Arby's Computer. service.
You and your business are online today more than ever. Most people are working from home and meeting via internet, and that means IT structures are overtaxed and Wi-Fi is humming. An outage in one of your critical systems now could be a fatal blow to your operation. Arby's Computer Service is ready and able to help. Their staff is standing by and prepared to offer assistance. If your business IT system experiences a failure, give Arby's a call. Their professional team of certified computer and networking specialists is experienced in diagnosing and solving a wide range of issues. With Arby's Computer Service on the job, you'll never have to worry about dealing with IT-related issues on your own, whether it's for your personal system or business. Arby's Computer Service knows that internet traffic is surging, and they're available now to help. You'll always get competitive pricing, trustworthy advice, and excellent customer service from Randy and his team at Arby's Computer Service.
Giving your computer problems the boot, Arby's Computer Service.
AM 1280, The Patriot.